To understand this particular chapter number 10 more centrally, we may go back to the understanding of the word vibhuti. This word has two parts, vi and bhuti. Bhuti is becoming, and vi has two meanings, vividha, varieties, and vishesha, special. Varieties of becomings and special becoming. These two meanings are both illustrated in the enumeration that we shall find here. Varieties of becomings of the divine and special becomings of the divine. Secondly, there is a distinction between being and becoming. The divine is both being and becoming. Becoming depends on the being. Whatever is in the being manifests in the becoming. Basically, the being is perfect. Therefore, the becoming also must be perfect. But that is not so. There are varieties of becomings, but there are also special becomings. If in the world everything was perfect, there would be nothing like special becoming. It is because some are imperfect and some are tending towards perfection, and sometimes there is a perfect manifestation. That is why we have to use the word vibhuti. But first let us try to understand what is perfection. It is in the context of the meaning of perfection that we shall understand the meaning of vibhuti. If we examine our own idea of perfection, we shall normally tend to think of it in terms of maximum. You add more and more and more and more and more until you say now nothing more is needed or required. That is what we call maximum. Perfection is maximum. But there are other meanings and much better meanings of perfection. When a child utters the first sound, or the first articulation of the sound, we shall say it is perfect. Although there are many better sounds available in the world, but when the child utters an articulated word, we say it's perfect. Similarly, you speak of a painting, and you say, this painting is perfect. Try to understand what we mean by perfection in that context. If it is a question of maximum, then you may say that if the colors are more and more and more and more, if the composition is more and more and more, surely we don't mean, when we say this painting is perfect, that kind of maximum. There is another sense in which we use the word perfection. That is equilibrium. When something is in a state of equilibrium, when relationships between various things are truly related to each other in such a way that little more or little less would make a difference, it becomes unbalanced. It's not a question of maximum. It's a question of proportion. Such a proportion of combination of things that the harmony of relationships comes to an equilibrium. So this is the second meaning of perfection. It relates to relationships. It relates to the concept of unity. Such relationships put together in such proportions that everything hangs together in a beautiful unified form. That is also called perfect.